T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I know that a little over a week ago, this Tops location meant it was a spot for the community for people to come get their groceries and to interact with one another. It was sort of a central hub for the community, and unfortunately, given everything that happened 8 days ago, it's now become a more of a memorial site. Just what does this area of this community, especially now here, mean to you now, given everything that happened?
It means community. So many organizations, groups, people from across the state are here to bring community, to try to donate, provide, do anything they can during these times of the tragedy that occurred here. So it means a lot. It means bringing the community back together. It means bringing the neighbor back to the neighborhood. All of these things that is missing in this community right now due to this tragedy that occurred 8 days ago.
So despite the tragedy and just the magnitude of everything that's taken place, would you be able to say that it's a positive sign, given the fact that you see the amount of community outpouring and the amount of reach that, you know, it's not just people of Buffalo that's coming up, but everywhere, all across the nation, people are coming here to try and help this community recover?
It's the beginning. It's the first stage. It's going to be a long process. And, you know, this is the city of good neighbors, and I believe we have the people here that can do it, that can bring resources to this community. Not just this week, but in years to come, as this will be a continuous thing for a lot of the families that were involved and the neighbors in this community.
So given the fact that they want to reopen this Tops as soon as possible, do you believe that's a good idea? I know there's been talk that some people would rather see the Tops move somewhere else in this community, or do you believe that they can reopen this location in particular and make it work one way or another?
It's a lot. A lot that has to go into it, and it has to be something here to open just because of the need that this community needs for food and groceries. It's nothing here close enough. You know, it's supermarkets miles away, but some people in this community, they don't have the means to get to where those other grocery stores may be.
And so what would you like to see done with this location in particular? Would you like to, how can you see them finding a way to memorialize the 10 victims who were taken from us so tragically soon?
I'm not sure about that one. It's going to be a lot, and I think that's something that the families should be able to decide on. The families that were impacted by this firsthand, they should have a lot of say on what does this look like. You know, they should be a part of that process.
And just talk about what you guys got going on here. You guys got a nice little setup here with a nice little trailer that's hooked up, and you're passing out some food. Just talk about, you know, how long you've been down here, how long you plan on being down here.
So we've been down here all week. So for the first 5 days, we were going door to door, asking people in the community, what are their needs? You know, is it paying your bills? Is it you need groceries? Do your lawn need to be cut? Those things. We did that for 5 days, and we have a list of contact forms of over 300 people that we have been providing things for in the continuous weeks of things we have to get items for of the need of the people. So these last 2 days, yesterday and today, we've been out here cooking to be able to provide hot meals for people, not out here, but some of the neighbors that are out here as well. So we've been going door to door delivering meals. Today we had breakfast, eggs, French toast, sausage, home fries, and now we're gonna start with lunch, hot dogs and hamburgers. And then dinner, we're gonna do steak hoagies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.